Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. That's the Rascals bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Kate Pope Hodel, a great member of our Brain Trust. She's works on special projects for KC Source Link. She's the co-author of Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. Kate, tell us about your operation there.
So SourceLink is basically a way of collecting together the resources in a community that support all different kinds of entrepreneurs, from those micro-enterprise and Main Street all the way up to second stage and innovation-led, and helping them connect to the resources that will help them start or grow their company. We run a hotline, we organize the resources, and then we look for ways to tell the story of entrepreneurship and to fill gaps in the market. And we've actually taken that technology to about 35 other communities where we've helped them map their assets for all different kinds of entrepreneurs and figure out, as you said earlier, you know, do what makes sense in their community. It doesn't have to, it's not a cookie cutter approach. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. What makes sense in their community to do to help their entrepreneurs?
Some incubators, as I was talking about, you say they're now accelerators. Some of them are tech accelerators. Some of them are food. Some of them are food accelerators.
Yep.
They actually, you know, some of them are just generic. You can do anything. They're manufacturers, they're consultants, they're, you know, distributors in one accelerator incubator. So, folks, this is important. This is how you grow jobs. This is how you maintain relevance in your community. Kate, one of the things you guys have been working on is what you call the Kansas City Capital Dashboard. And I promised you last time you were here that when you got it done, you could come back and talk to us about it. So today's the day.
I finally got it done. Yay. So this is we have been tracking in Kansas City the equity investments into companies. Now, you know, this goes down to that very narrow, narrow slice of entrepreneurs, those folks who are going to get outside capital, and we know it's not very many, but it is an important group, and they do have the potential to grow big.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you for a second, Kate. Folks, what she means is these are people who are going to bring in investors. They're not going to go to the bank and borrow money and own 100% of their company. They're going to actually bring in, and they're going to dilute their own equity in order to grow the business with investor capital. Is that what you're talking about, Kate?
Absolutely, and thank you for qualifying that, because I think it is important to understand that distinction and what these kinds of companies
are. Two different pathways to the future.
Absolutely, and neither one is better than the other. This is just one path.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, you know, you do not have to raise equity capital in order to have a successful company.
If you're a control enthusiast like me, you won't have. But if you're willing to give some up in order to get some, and it depends on where you want to grow. It depends on how big you want to get and how fast you want to get there. Now go ahead. What did your dashboard do for us?
So what we've been doing is just tracking who has gotten capital, what amounts of funding people have gotten, where the capital comes from. And so what we've been trying to do is just see, you know, do we have gaps in that capital continuum? Do we have lots of money of investments of under 100,000, but not very many in the 1 to 3 million? So if you go to our capital dashboard, it's at wecreatekc.com, and then you can go to the middle of the page and click on a big dollar sign.
wecreatekc.com? wecreatekc.com.
Mm-hmm. wecreatekc.com.
Okay. Go ahead. Now go ahead.
And then you go to the middle of the page and click on the big dollar sign. And then what you can do on this dashboard is kind of, it's set up in a Tableau data visualization program. And so you can click on, we've tracked these investments by industry. We've tracked them by amount of investment. We've tracked them by location in the metro area. And then if you click on any of those particular things, like if you just wanted to see how many investments in the healthcare space, you can click on that, and then it will show you how many investments there have been, at what level of investment, where they are in town. And there's also a historical chart so that you can see how that has changed over the last five years. And again, we do this so that we can look at are there gaps in our capital continuum, do we need to be encouraging more people to be investing at the early stages versus the later stages?
What about educating a person? Because a lot of people, a lot of these startups that you and I have been talking about, they don't know in the early stages what you and I just said, and that's that some people, that is two different species. A company that wants
to bring in all day long, Jim, is to try to help people. So first thing we say is,
because a lot of people don't understand it when they're starting out, they don't know that if you take investors, that's a different path than if you stay as as 100% ownership.
I just had this conversation Friday with a young woman who's been bootstrapping a food business. And she's at that point where she's trying to decide if she should take outside investment or not. Mm-hmm. And we just sort of walked through the whole process of, so what do you need to grow? What would be the return on that? You know, how big do you think you can get? Can you pay? You know, will your investors get the kind of return on that investment?
And how do you get them out in 5 years when they want their money back?
Well, exactly, because they're looking for an exit. And if you just want to grow a really nice business that you're going to own for 25 years, you don't want outside investment.
That's right.
They want their investment back in about 5 to 7, so they're
another
looking
path
for an exit.
That's exactly right. So give us the website again,
Kate.
We
do this all day long.
Good, good for you. That's the biggest service you provide, I promise you. Give us the website again. Folks, go check out this dashboard. Go ahead, Kate.
So it's wecreatekc.com, and if you scroll to the middle of the page, you'll see a great big dollar sign. If you click on that, it'll take you right to the capital dashboard.
Folks, I've been telling you about Kate and the work that she and her folks do over there for 20 years. Kate, keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you. You keep up the good work too, Jim. Thanks so much.
Kate Pope Hodel, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when she joins us. I got to go for just a few minutes. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.